All right, good evening, everyone. Tonight we finished last night the Malacha of Kotzer. So we move on now to the next of the Lamates Malachos, the Malacha of Ma'amer. So what's the Malacha of Ma'amer? So the Mechaber writes here, Acher Shekotzer Mesatvua, after one harvests the wheat, Ma'asifim Hashibolim Yachad, so one gathers the various stalks together, Va'osim Mehem Amarim, and they go ahead and they make bundles or piles. The Nikra B'Shem Ma'amer. That process, that agricultural process, after you've cut down the wheat and the wheat is lying on the ground, gathering it into piles, that's called Ma'amer. Lo Rak Ba'asiyas Malachos, and therefore again, one of the Malachos on Shabbos. Remember again, we derive our Malachos on Shabbos from anything that was done in the Mishkan. Since part of what was needed for the Mishkan was Lechem Aponim, production of bread, we call it Siduro Shalpas. Therefore, Ma'amer is also one of the Lamates Malachos. But he writes, Lo Rak Ba'asiyas Amarim Ne'emar HaMalacha. The truth is, one, the malacha is not only making things into piles. Elagam ba'asifas sha'ar peros b'mokom gidulam noheges malachas ma'amer. But rather, malacha of ma'amer is any time you take things that are scattered, but again, scattered in the place where they grow, and you bring them together. Lav dafka, that you have to actually pile them. But the idea of taking scattered or disparate individual parts and bringing them together, that is the malacha of ma'amer. Alkein, therefore, lelaket peros, shenishu min ha'ilon, afilu elu shekvar nashu mi ba'od yom, yesh bo mishum ma'amer vegam chayovim al zeh. Therefore, again, just a simple example of how one could violate the biblical prohibition of ma'amer. I have an apple tree. We already spoke about the fact that I can't smell the apples, the attached apples on Shabbos, and I can't eat the apples that fall down on Shabbos. But let's say I'm not going to smell it, I'm not going to eat it, but I just like to tidy things up a little bit. Leaving aside, Dr. Freeman mentioned the muktzeh issue. I like to tidy things up a little bit, so I want to bring all of the apples together, writes the Mechaber, that would be the biblical prohibition of Ma'amer. He adds in with one last piece, so this will conclude, Yesh Mosifin, Shegam Shelo B'Mokum Kidulam, Yesh Isra Ma'amer. Now there are others that explain that the Malacha of Ma'amer is not only apply in the place where the items grew, but even if they're scattered in a different place. Shegam Asra Lasov Peros Mefuzar B'Chamokum Shem, one would be prohibited to go ahead and gather scattered fruit wherever they are. Meaning, let's say somebody transported the fruit to another place, but the fruit are scattered. The act of taking individual items and gathering them together in a pile doesn't have to be exactly a pile, but together, that's the malach of ma'amer. Afilu shlo mokim gidulam, even if they are scattered in the place where they did not grow. So halacha lemaisa, the biblical prohibition, the av malacha of ma'amer, is taking things that are now scattered, whether in they're scattered in the place where they grew or scattered in a different area, and bringing them together either as an actual pile or as a collective group, is the malacha of ma'amer. Yes. Come back tomorrow night. Mirza Hashem. Rabbi Chananya ben Akash and Shmuel Lezakos says Yisrael. Lefichach herba lahem to miso shnei mar the nechvitz man sidko yagdil Torah viadir.